Now I have the pleasure of bringing on Joe Berg. He's the president of Aner Science. How you doing, Joe?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on. Now, we met each other the other day. You were in Loft, I think, 28. I was in 29. We were watching Bob Seger, the concert. Are you a 70s rock guy? Or?
It took me back to grade school and junior high.
Yeah. Really cool. It was great to meet you, and I discovered you were an entrepreneur. You've built this tremendous sign company. I'm like, you got to come on the show. Okay, let's hear your entrepreneurial story. How did you get into this sign business?
My mom's boyfriend told me to come meet him on a job site after I got out of the Army, so I drove over and watched him swinging through the air and running around on top of signs, and I thought, wow, you get paid to do that? I'll do that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so you were in the Army, and you get out, and so you were kind of afraid of nothing at that point, so swinging off of a sign is no big deal.
Correct. I was young.
Okay, so you were, what years were you in the Army?
82 to 85.
So you get out, and you go to work at a sign company. You didn't start your business right off the bat. Okay, so what happened?
I worked for River City Signs, and then my mom's boyfriend moved to Vegas and said, I got a job for you, come down. So I packed up on a Wednesday and was there on a Friday and started working for the largest company down there on the second largest crane truck they owned.
Okay.
So I walked to the shop, and I said, what is that stuff? And he said, that's the signs you're putting up. I said, no, I'm not, because these things were huge.
Okay, yeah, Vegas, so they've got all kinds of signs there,
yeah.
Huh? Okay, so there you said no. What happened from there?
I showed up Monday and went and started working.
You did it.
Did what I was told.
You did it anyway. Okay, right. That sounds a little bit like the Army. Okay,
yeah.
So you're working in a sign company. You're learning it from the ground up, from the crane up, and then what prompted you to go out on your own?
I came back. I wanted to come back home.
Okay.
I missed the seasons. I missed everything about Sacramento and the Valley, and so I came home, got injured while working for somebody else, and they removed a disc out of my back at 28. So the doctor told me, you got to start life all over.
So, oh, wow.
So I was a single dad at the time, and I went, okay, well, the only thing I know how to do is signs. So
oh, gosh.
I did a lot of praying, and then I went, okay, let's do this. So
you started the sign company. Were you a one-man show at the time?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the feeling in starting that? Obviously, you're coming back from an injury. Was it nervousness? Because a lot of times people start businesses, they weren't really expecting to start, you know, they didn't grow up wanting to be an entrepreneur necessarily, so they jump out into this world, and sometimes it can be kind of scary. I mean, a guy that's been in the Army, was he scared at entrepreneurship?
No,
okay.
I was more afraid of not being able to pay the bills or feed my daughter. So
yeah,
that's quite a motivating thing.
Okay, and you've built this quite an organization as well. Give us Sacramento a taste of the size and the scope of the organization today.
Well, for a sign company, I would say we're middle to high.
Okay.
For our area, we handle national accounts. We have 16 people, but we have a huge amount of automation, and that allows us to do a lot more quicker, faster, better than the days when I started with everything carbon, paper, and by hand. So
what kind of signs? Give us some success stories.
We built all the sleep train signs.
Wow.
Since store 3. And we were very blessed to have Dale trusting us, and we had a lot of learning experiences with him. And you know, the great thing about Dale is he was fearless, and his team was fearless. And for me, as an old Army guy, it felt great to be part of a team. So when we went to go speak with cities or counties to get Dale, he wanted the biggest and the most everywhere he went.
So, he wanted to break the sign ordinances, right?
Because
for those of you who don't know, there's like rules in how you put up your sign, and it can limit you to, they sort of want to tamp down your enthusiasm for your for your brand a little bit.
It's subject to interpretation.
Uh-huh.
My job was help them understand it in Dale's favor.
Okay, so would you go before city council or who have you, whoever, and explain why it was why it fits within the ordinance?
Yes, and one particular, we went to the Bay Area when he expanded to the Bay. I had all my documents loaded up. I was ready to forbear, man, because I was right. So I was ready to fight. We went down as a team. We went inside their meeting hall after hours. I didn't get to say a word. Dale started the meeting off with thank you, I appreciate your time, and was thanking everybody that was there. I was nervous, ready to fire away with my answers and why we're allowed to do this. And they said, thanks, Mr. Carlson, and we'll approve your permit. And we walked out, and I was so angry.
You were all prepared to get a chance to bring it.
And I didn't get to say a word.
Oh,
and
shoot.
Dale told me, I said, Dale, why don't you let me speak? He said, you didn't need to. We talked about it. And between them and I, we understood what was good for business. Mm-hmm. And that taught me that it doesn't matter what I know. It matters is how do we present it to the other side. Mm-hmm. So years later, it helped me in San Diego with one of his teammates where he was ready to go in there and scream and holler at the county. I said, no, relax. Here, let me show this. And then he asked me the same question. Why didn't you let me say something? I said, we got the permits. So that's all that matters. We got the permits.
It's always about the result. Yeah. So thinking about that, we talked to Roger a little bit earlier about who should get paid more, the controller, the person on the accounting side, or the person who drives sales, the sales director. Who's more valuable at a company like Ainer Signs or from your even at the Sleep Train? Who's the most valuable?
I'm not a politician, so okay. I will tell you that it's sales.
Okay.
Nobody in the company has anything to do unless sales are happening. So Ainer set up for everybody remembers that it's service. I believe in service. I think it's something that people have gotten away from in business. I personally like service. I want to touch it, smell it, and talk about it. And so we do the same things to our clients. We know you're our boss, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. So. Well, okay, so service on an assigned business, what differentiates you guys in terms of service?
Well, it's not just making a repair. That's just one aspect.
Okay.
But it's a service that we go through studying sign ordinances, knowing each county city code, master sign programs. We do everything. We build it all in-house, which most sign companies don't. They either specialize in electrical or they do banners, vinyls, vehicle wraps. We've encompassed everything under one roof so that we never say no, and I control it all. I'm a control freak. If I tell you it's got to be there Tuesday, it's going to be there Tuesday.
Okay, so being a control freak, is that has that helped the business or has that hurt the business?
Well, in my opinion, it helps. In others' opinions, it's better to let go.
Okay. Okay, so thinking about this this business, how much of it is focused? It sounds like you're doing business all over the West. It's not just in Sacramento. It's Bay Area and beyond.
It's across the United States. Okay. We build, ship, project manage across the United States.
Wow.
One of our clients, we did a big expansion on the East Coast for them. They were out of L.A. We're out of Sacramento, and we did all the expansion on the East. So we've done all the Sleep Trains starting at store 3, and then we just finished the conversion to Mattress Firm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you keep Mattress Firm as an account as well?
Until they filed bankruptcy.
Okay. Yeah, well, they filed Chapter 11, right? So they're out of bankruptcy.
They're not out yet.
Oh,
but
they're not?
They're working to get out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the details of the legality.
Yeah.
But
I better be careful what I say as well.
Don't want to start a rumor.
No. Okay. Vision for Ainer Signs moving forward. Where do you see yourself taking this company?
I just turned 55. I've got my kids involved that they all said that they wanted to be involved. They started young. I mean, I made them building banners and stuff when they were very young, helping me because I had to go design it, meet the client, design it, sell the product, go home, build the product, and then go out and install the product. Mm-hmm. There was only so much of me. And my business grew, doubled every year for the first 7 years. Then it grew at 35% every year after that until I sold my first company, which was ProAd.
Okay.
I sold that in 2005. And then I didn't know how to take a break, but I needed to take a break. Uh-huh. I had kids and no time. So
now Ainer, having the kids involved, pros and cons?
Good question. Pros is that I'm sentimental, so I want to leave a legacy. all the people that work there are very tight-knit. So it's more than me, and it's more than my family. There's a lot of families that rely on the company for their future, and I take that serious.
So a multi-generational business is very difficult, as we know. A lot of them, the kids don't want to take over. So are there talks about handing it down or allowing somebody to keep the thing alive as you wind it down?
I have a young lady that has been with me for a very long time. She's like one of my kids. And so she runs the day-to-day everything in the office, and she tells my children, oh, no, you can't forget about me. So I have my youngest child is my son. He's at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix studying business because mm-hmm. he said, no, I want to run the business, Dad. That's all I've ever wanted to do.
Wow.
He's home today, and I told him on our drive down from Reading this morning, I said, expand your horizon. Don't just do what I do. Figure out what you like to do and then go do it, and I'll support you. I'll help you. He said, I like signs. And I said, okay.
So he may be coming back in the sign business. Eight, huh?
2 years after he gets his degree. Exciting. I said, because kids have to bring something to the table.
Yeah.
They can't just come and draw off of what you've done. It won't succeed. And too many other people that work at the company, their livelihoods are involved too. So I don't ever take that for granted. And my kids don't. So they all went, they did their education their own way. Some went to School of Hard Knocks. Some are going to try to do it easier through school.
Yeah.
But then college is a base, a starting point. I didn't get to go, but it's a starting point in my opinion. Then you got to get in the real world and figure it out. Because right now you're still dealing people to people.
Yeah.
So you need that interaction. You need to understand how to work with people and what's important to them. My son asked me today, he says, Dad, why do you ask them how you can help? I said, how am I supposed to help them if I don't ask them what they need help with?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, good point. So I think it's important to always remember that. You don't need a college education to succeed. Success is measured at different levels, but be ambitious. And be expected. You're going to put in a lot of time and I spent a lot of 14-hour days doing what I did.
Yeah. Thinking about Sacramento, you grew up here, right? This is
yes.
your hometown. Obviously, you moved away a little bit to take on the Army, to take on some sign business in Vegas and so on. What part of town did you grow up in?
Fair Oaks.
Okay. So what high school did you go to?
Del Campo.
Okay. Graduated, what, 82,
81? 82.
82, yeah. I'm 1 year older. I went to Oakmont, but you and I have seen this town change over the years, right? We've seen it move in the right direction. We've seen, right, we talked about the Army bases shutting down, the Air Force bases, over reliance on government as an employer, and so on. But I mean, what's your view of the future of Sacramento? What's your vision?
I believe in small business. I believe that small business is the backbone of everything with America. I think that it's great to build a big company. I love what Dale did with ESOP because I believe in giving back to all the people that helped you succeed. I'm not a big government fan. I believe that we're still free. You can still do what you want to in America, so go do what you want to. So I think it's going to depend on the people that are living here to decide what do we really want to do and how do we want to live.
And it's up to us.
Yeah, it's always up to us, right?
Yeah. Well, I love it, Joe. Small business is the backbone of America. I could not agree more. I want to thank you for sharing your story. Thanks for what you're doing and driving the local economy. Joe Berg, president of Ainer Signs. Thank you very much.
Thank you.